This is a production of Cornell University.
And this year I am the current president. So I would like to welcome all the new members of the GPSA meeting and also welcome to the So just to give a breakdown of the meeting, for the new members, the council are best to keep it as informative and also as approachable. So this is what we will be doing. We'll do brief introductions of exec. We will do roll call. That's followed by the few of the minutes. We have one president presented today, which is here. We also have a division breakout. We have a community Q&A. We have new business, open forum, and community. And as we go on, we each do one of each section to go to. So again, my name is Andy. I am a fourth year enrollment study where I study Mexican and Brazilian literature and film. And this is my first term as president, but I was an executive vice president last year.
Hi, I'm Alexa Cohn. I'm the executive vice president. I'm a superior PhD student in microbiology, and I was the previous vice president of the PhD. Hi, everyone. My name is Victoria Casande. I'm the vice president of internal operations, and I'm the wife and the owner of the MBA students.
Hi everyone, I'm Alex Loden. I'm a sixth year PhD student in classical engineering. I'm serving as a counsel, which is a position that of someone who used to be on exec and is now serving as kind of in an advisory role, if something is necessary, but generally as a hands-on.
Thank you very much. Now we'll go to roll call. And Ash, this is Ashton, president of the assembly, and she will. Announce the voting members. You will see that there are a lot of vacant spots. So if you're interested in filling one of the voting member meetings, please let us know.
Okay, arts and humanities. Andy's here. Rebecca?
Here.
Life Sciences, Ariel?
Here.
Madeline?
Here.
Leah?
Here.
I have physical science and engineering, Casey?
Here.
Doga?
Here.
Cody?
Here.
Nathan?
Here.
Okay, professional schools. Abby?
Here.
Kristen?
Here.
Social sciences? Michael?
Yeah.
All right, and then a master's? Victoria?
Here.
Perfect, here.
As you can see, there are a lot of voting members that are in the division breakup. If you're a new professional school, Johnson, or law school voting member, please let us know, especially Alexa, so she will take out your name and your factor. There are three vacancies, two vacant spots in social sciences. There's a master's vacant spot, there's one not to be met. Again, if you're interested, talk to your division chief or one of us, and we will be available. So the first thing in the agenda, every meeting we have the approval of the minutes. And the GPSA clerk, which is Ashley this year, takes minutes and error for the public record. And at each meeting, we approve the minutes from the previous meeting. So during this time, we will go over the minutes from May 6th, 2019, last year. Is there a motion to amend or change the minutes from May 6th to 2019? Is there a motion to approve the minutes as they stand? Is there a motion? Is there a second? Wait, I hear a second. Okay. Minutes have been approved. And next we have our very first guest. We have Jim Forbes, who is the manager or director of the Big Red Bar, and she is here to tell us a little bit about the Big Red Bar and a few of them.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Is this okay volume for everyone? Okay, wonderful. I'm really excited to be here tonight. I wanted to give you some updates on what's going on with the Big Red Barn, some of the things we worked on this summer, and some of the things we're looking forward to in the fall. Before we start, I want to congratulate the new Big Red Barn and the Amity really excited about opportunities to work with you guys this upcoming year. So he's going to help me by clicking. The first thing I'm going to start with, oh, can you run back to that's the beginning of the video. You made a video this summer about the bigger environment. I wanted to show you guys how you bring your audience. Oh, we're looking here and looking here. Okay. But I want to show you today, see some familiar faces and our video. But I wanted to have something that spoke to what we are talking about. We can use a number of different occasions to talk about the farm. So you can expect that. Hang on. have outside is a welcome improvement, and we cannot thank GFA and Cornell Dining enough for the support and purchasing these. We are desperately and really, really appreciate anyone who has anything to do with this change. It's a dramatic improvement so far. So thank you again. Anybody, you said fast, that's okay. I was very good. Does anybody know about anything we did this summer differently than what we did the other summer? But I can give a prize to you. Yup.
I didn't yup, I said yoga.
Oh, yoga. Okay, good. Yes, that's a prize. Okay. I thought you said yup. I was like, yeah, okay, what then? Cool. All right. So we have a hand up over here. Yes. More beer? We serve the same amount of beer. We are sure. So, Cornell mentioned you need some free coffee and tea. I don't know what these are. Points, I guess. And our beer distributor needs some ceramic plate glasses. So, that's what we're doing now. Right. Cody, here you go. Thank you. Okay, well,
you guys started serving the same beer.
You started serving sangria in May, actually. That's good. I'm going to give it to you anyway. Yes. Who else has one? Ice cream. Starts serving ice cream. Did anyone come to bar for ice cream? Ooh, two people. Okay, three? Okay, good. Awesome. All right. Yes. What? You came for ice cream. Awesome. Okay, good. Does anyone else have one? Something else that happened this summer? You guys see pretty good on my slide, so maybe some other things. Anybody else? No? Yeah.
Sustainability programs.
No, that's not coming, but good try. That was an awesome attempt. Okay, do you guys good for me? Thanks. So we started some ice cream, we did some yoga programs, we did a lot of different new programs, we were open. What have we ever been this summer? And we did a lot of fun giveaways and contests, trying to on our social media, and those are some things that we're going to, you know, continue to modify in the future to still provide a visitor experience for students that are here. Next update on sustainability. So I hired a sustainability coordinator, if any of you know Laura. She's a PhD student. She's going to be working on all sustainability programs in the barn. We've got some work to do. I'm making the barn as big as possible. So she's forming a volunteer community, people that are willing to help us with those programs. We're going to have reading our sustainability focus updates in our newsletter coming soon. And we're going to be doing some big room bar programs around the sustainability month on campus to try to do as much as we can to help with this cause. And she's organizing a swap door shop program in November to swap out and trade clothing if we clothing that you don't want anymore. And then there'll be an opportunity to grab new, like, gently used clothing for other people, which has been Okay, it used to happen. It was incredibly popular. And so she's going to bring that back with the sustainability focus. Awesome. Next. Music Monday. Does anybody know what this is? Anybody read my newsletter?
I'll be so sad.
Okay, so if you want to click for me, we're starting a program where we're doing piano concerts in the barn on Mondays at noon. Today was the first day. And if anybody knows of faculty, staff, or grad students that are interested in playing, I could use more books. I have it booked through the end of October, but we're welcoming many students that want to play. She's meant to be really nice and ambiance music for a lunchtime. It was really great today. If anybody stopped by, and I'd love to get some people signed up. So if you know anyone,
graduate days have a garage band that will be playing in October.
I hear that Jan plays the piano, and someone else in the office plays the flute. And so also you? Oh, she's gonna join us. Okay, this is gonna be interesting. Okay, and then someone plays violin.
What's the other side?
Clarinet, just kidding. Not sure again. Okay.
We need your help. We already decided that we can't do this seriously. So we're going to play songs that reflect the graduate school experience. And so far, we've got Dream in the Hospital Dream, Climb Every Mountain. So I need your help with songs that, because we may write new words to
them. Another one bites the dust.
Oh my gosh!
But you're writing it down. Okay, all right.
Well, we're pretty desperate.
Okay, I gotta give you a better suggestion then.
I don't have any hands to pass the 1970s. So
Social media. So we continue, like I said, this summer doing some fun contests. We're going to continue those. So if you're not following us on Instagram or Facebook, please do. We always put events up for Facebook events that we have. We always put a Facebook event together almost every time we do a Facebook event. So it's a great place to go to get really up to date information on what's going on tomorrow. All right, next, I have a little Cornell Dining update. So Cornell Dining is replacing our Pepsi machine, and we're getting a new one with like the flavor shots that you can put in. And then we're getting two flavors of bubble, which is really exciting. I think it was pretty cool. The curry bowls are coming back that we had last spring in October, they'll be back. And they're starting some sustainability campaigns as well. So the bakery treats that they have will now be a case for people to take out and put in a recyclable bag as opposed to the plastic bags that are now, that they're coming out of away every day. They won't have a plastic bag or the little like this time. So it's also making that area look really nice. So there's a couple of updates from them they wanted me to share. And then I have a quick barn trivia question. So the barn was decked in what year to extend in the east for alumni gatherings? And there used to be a horse barn. So they took the stalls out and eliminated the hayloft on the second floor so we could actually use it as space. They put in the fireplace, windows, and restrooms for the barn. Yeah, what's up? Who has a guess to what year that did? Because I tried it. Yes, Leo. 56. Who's guessing something different? Yes, what do you think?
41.
Who are you guessing? The same thing. Oh boy, okay. Who else thinks that one of the yeah? 75? You think it's that one?
Yeah.
Leo wins.
Yes.
56. No bathroom, so 56. Isn't that scary? Yes. You don't want to sign up. It's so last yes for everyone. Okay. So this is a little bit of interesting barn information. Watch for some things that we're bringing back or that are new for the fall. Do you have any guess about something you might be doing or anything you've heard about already that you're excited about? You go back on your place, no? Yes.
Costume.
We already have a Halloween to get our input up there, but it's true. The Cornell Dining donated this reusable straw, it's in your rights, with like a brush in it that you can bring around to use so that you don't have to keep wearing a mask. Okay, anybody else have a watch for something you've heard about? All right, see if you can do these. Any other guesses? I'm ready for the fun now. Thanks. So we're going to be doing a plant sale now. We did one last spring, and that's coming back in October. We're going to have ornamental cabbage and fall like artist theme plants. Our art shows are coming back soon, so watch for those. If you have any art you'd like to display, please be in touch with me. Our pumpkin carving program was very popular. We're starting a knitting group. We're going to have another international TGIF that's coming soon. And so I promise you a new logo, and that's still in development. And then the last one's beer week. So if you want to click the app for three of our four programs for beer week are up here. So in October, we're doing a beer scene program every night of the week leading up to our Oktoberfest TJ, which is on the 27th. We have another event that we're getting finalized that will go up on the app later. This is definitely going to be a week, and we'll do again Facebook ads and Instagram ads for you to have all the details. Another thing I'm starting this semester, I'm hearing from a lot of people that they have a lot of questions on booking the space, or that it takes a while to hear back because it's really hard for me to get to everyone's requests as quickly as they come in, especially this time of year. So I'm going to do some drop-in hours if you're interested in booking the bar. You can stop at my office. I can give you a tour, and we can talk about what you want to do for your event, and I can get it in the calendar and finalize it before you walk out of the office. So I'm going to start these this Thursday from 1 to 3:30. So if you have any interest in booking the space, feel free to come over then. I'll just take people for that they arrive. And if this works well, I'll add more to the calendar. I'm hoping it makes it a little bit easier and faster to book the barn. They're a whole lot even real fast. As soon as everybody got back, I was getting like six requests for the barn a day. So it was quick. Thanks, Sandy. Some ways y'all can get involved. If anyone's interested in sustainability or being part of this green team, let me know. I have a position still available actually for help with our newsletter and marketing some of our events. I hired a student from that got a really great business opportunity, so she has time. So if anybody knows anyone that's interested, it's mostly work that does not piece of the paper mark. I wanted to get that done this summer, but time got away from me. Did anybody publish everything they wanted to this summer?
No, yes, okay, I'm on the other one. Okay, so that's the book of all project, but I'd like to get a group of students that they can meet with these power focus groups to talk about these guidelines and see if they match for people or what is working and not working. So Andy's going to pass this sheet around and he's gracious enough to grab it at the end of the meeting for me. If you have any interest, feel free to put your name down and when I'm at that point, which should be in October, we can meet and talk about those and I'd love to teach back. And attending events, obviously, is always a good way to get involved. We've got some events coming up where you need to rent sign up and get tickets or a space ahead, and some of you can just drop in. So, of course, getting involved with our next coming over is a good idea. So, any questions or any feedback on the that you guys think I need to know or anything that you want to know about that I can elaborate on? Yeah.
So, related to event planning, what is there a good way to have money transferred from the office assembly straight to you without having
to go
well,
that?
It's like a go between. As a committee chair, I want to send you money from my committee budget. Is there a good way?
You can make it right out to me. I can sell money for you. I'm just kidding. So I usually work with Carrie in the office, and the group has to get approval through form that she has that says, yes, this is okay to spend. And then she'll send me that form and say, this is the information that I have about this group, and then we do a transfer. I know that they don't really give you your account number, is that correct? So you can't really orchestrate that on your own. You have to go through the assembly office?
I don't know. It's just what I put out for.
Oh, okay. And that's what we've done in the past. If there's a different process or there's a different way you can do that, I'm happy to. You know, chat with folks about that. I did chat with her because she's interested in modifying some of the processes that she does. And so we talked about being about that as well anyway. And I'm talking about Terry Boslin, because I know there's two Terry's in the office, I think. So that's confusing, right? Okay. That doesn't matter. But if you have any suggestions or thoughts or if something's not working for you, let me know and I'm happy to look into it. And yeah.
Is there a website where we can access all this information?
I wouldn't have any place for all of these pieces, but for the most part, like if you're talking about events, we would be pushing those out on our listserv and on social media for sure. But we typically don't put them on our website because they happen too quickly to get up and down. I mean, some days we have 3 events a day, so that's too fast, but on social media and our listserv for sure. And depending on what it is, it might be on our website as well. Like how to book, space in the bar, things like that is all on our website. But if it's something in particular you're looking for, you can Okay, yeah. Some of the programs are like downloadable things, and some of them are coming through the theory, obviously, quite quickly. And some of the ones like International Teacher, we haven't picked a date for yet. We're working with campus partners on that, so it needs to be a date that works for everybody. So that I can't really share until we have that. Yes.
Would you be able to share the PowerPoint with me so that I could in turn share it internally so they can take information to their communities?
Sure. Okay. Andy's got it actually. Do you want to keep it slightly longer? Awesome. The video, I'm going to put on the website and I haven't done it yet. It's embedded in the PowerPoint if that works. If that might not work, you can try it and it doesn't let me know. I hope eventually it's to get it on our website. I just have to do a little bit of tweaking first to make it make sense. But it's in there, and Andy has it on. And I have a box to share with the box. Oh, yes. Yeah. Any other questions or any other feedback on anything in the barn that I can take back to my staff? No? Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, and have a great semester. Have a good day. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Jenny. I'm going to talk a little bit louder because you have people on Zoom who are having issues listening, so I apologize. So now we can move on to our next part of our meeting, and that is division breakout. And this division breakout will be This is what we separated to our own fields, and we are able to discuss things that are pertinent to our fields, to bring it back to the assembly. And we will take attendance during these division breakouts, and we'll let us up or let you know that we need to.
So, Leo is the division chief for robotics. So, if you're part of the life sciences, go over here. Dota is the physical sciences. You want to go outside again? Okay, so all the physical sciences people will come outside. Back to the heritage is arts and humanities. So, we'll have them over here.
This is and,
here's my,
oh, I see. This is
cool. And then for that, we'll have a division chief there, so we can talk to you.
Is that a doctor know what division
is? If you don't know the division, you can have a
what are you guys talking about, division?
You're going to fill out a form and just like.
Thank you.
You're Ms. Cohen?
Yeah.
You screwed up under your number. You said they shot a 20, but you gave the numbers to 51 to 28.
Okay.
So I put 251.
Okay.
Do I need to select a position?
No, I think it's not a required field. Yeah, at this point, it's probably just you get receiving aid.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back everyone. I'd like to see you in the meeting. Okay, I will leave the link up here in case anyone wants to take a picture of it. We'll come out the survey later. But now we are going to go into our second part of the meeting, which is the meeting Q&A. We'll introduce some of the committees that we have and I'll start off with the executive committee. If you have any questions, please let us know after we have given the introduction. So we'll start off with the last set.
So as executive vice president, I'm chair of the executive committee, and basically that's just people on the
executive. Next, we have operations.
So as VP of internal operations, I'm our chair of this committee, and we focus on internal staffing, committees, updating and maintaining bylaws and charters.
And then we have the communications, which are getting the role.
So that's actually also a big manager that is the vice president of communications. And basically, you serve as the connectivity between all graduate programs, between PhD students, master's students, professional schools. You're also in charge of the listservs and the newsletter that we send out.
Next, we have appropriation.
Hi, guys. I'm James. I'm a law student in the second year. Head of the appropriations committee, which basically sets the student activity fee, which is a part of your tuition. Let's see it on there. Every semester. Right now, we're in the process of renewing the bylaw funding. Basically, we go through all the about 10 specific organizations on campus that get specific money from every student on campus. So we're reviewing their budgets and seeing whether they should get an increase, a decrease, or stay the same. Definitely need a lot of help with this, specifically this semester. Probably going to have a small meeting later this week, but I would like to say that this is an impressive thing on my resume. I had a lot of interviews this summer, and most of them have been asked about what I did with this, and we had $100,000. So if you want to get involved with this, let me know. You know, it's going to be a decent amount of work, but it's going to be fun. I make sure everything I do is on. So, yeah. I know being rude and friends are not. But yeah.
And we submit the budget.
Whatever. Yeah, sooner than
later. Any other questions for me?
The more of you who get involved, the less work they do with it. Basically, I have all the documents already, and I've gone through some of them initially, but like I said, if you come on, we'd be kind of a liaison to a specific organization. For example, like a bigger farm, they submitted their budget, they ask for a little more money, and they justify X, Y, Z, and then over the course of the semester, we'll contact them and discuss what we think they should have, et cetera. So, all right, thanks.
Finance Commission.
I'm Mary Esther. I'm chairing the Finance Commission. And here we have budget. And the problem, Joanna, it's fun. It's fun to examine, but no, there's food, there's great community there, so you have to join. And especially if in your organization, lots of budgeting guides, they're especially encouraged to join because it's looking at how finance works here. Also, the same thing you have on your computer. So, please shoot me an email. And yeah, that's about it.
First, I want for the press to submit their budgets.
You already have.
You already have.
The second one, so usually it lasts Friday of each month, especially in the fall semester. But the in the first month, we allow you to submit late questions. That means that you already have your event, you still have to submit questions for that. Yes, next week we'll have people from proof that how you should do submit your budget at all the universities.
Any questions?
I remember last year we were talking about changing what we need to come to the place to ask you, is that going okay? Are you happy here?
Next, we have the student advocacy. Now, we pass it over to Victoria.
Yes, so this is another opportunity to be thorough. And the student advocacy committee is great because they stretch a broad range of issues pertaining to graduate students, so anything from accessibility, childcare, stipend levels. They basically just advocate on behalf of students.
Thank you. Next, we have the Diversity and International Student Committee, and that is Eugene.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eugene. I am co-chair of the Diversity International Students Committee this year, and my co-chairship is primarily for the fall semester, as my co-chair, Kamini Krishnan, is in fieldwork in India in January. The bill in that way, although I stay involved in the spring semester, but I've been the chair for two, and this will be my 2.5 year commitment to it, so that's how that's going to work, just in case anybody's wondering. After January, I might not respond to that. But what DISC does, DISC is the Diversity International Students Committee, and we really have two things that we do. One is advocacy, and another is programming, which involves mostly outreach and education, and all of it is around the intersection of different identities with the graduate professional experience. Primarily, we focus on identities of race, gender, socioeconomic status, ability, LGBTQ status, and of course, nationality with international students and others that I'm probably forgetting at the moment. So, advocacy looks like coming to these meetings and writing resolutions when that's necessary because we've got this happening on campus. But it also involves working closely with the administration of graduate school, as well as throughout campus more broadly, professional schools, and all the way up to the president. And so that's actually quite effective. Over the past few years, there have been a lot of changes made and collaborations done in terms of improving information that's provided to international students that are coming to the U.S. for the first time, and a lot of work. Task Force on Campus Climate a few years back, And then in terms of outreach and education programming, we have a couple of signature series that we are hoping to continue to host. One is the What's Your Story initiative, which is meant to get people from across campus to share their personal stories with each other. In the past, we've used the deans of the graduate school and you know, students, other deans, to build that connection. Deans are all people too. They were students at one point. It's really interesting to hear from them about their experiences and how they got where they are. We also do a monthly community conversation series where we talk about current issues that are relevant to people that we work with and are. And then lastly, the big announcement, I guess, is this, the key initiative that we're building this year is called the Building Allyship Series. And this is a collaborative effort with student organizations from the Graduate Professional Student Diversity Council, which is a coalition of somewhere around a dozen student organizations, graduate professional student organizations. And so the Building Allyship Series is a four-part panel discussion series. There's going to be one in October, November, February, and March, and so like once a month in the middle of the semesters. And in those series, we're going to have students from the different organizations identify allies in the community that around different axes of diversity, bring both the students and the allies together on a panel, and then ask them what is allyship, how can allies help those people from those communities, and how do the allies fit into that whole situation? So really, it's an educational thing. It's a way to learn from each other. So we're having a lot of people on that, but hopefully I'll have an actual flyer and more information. Also, I would say, if you want to put it in your calendar, the first event will be on October 11th, 11:30 to 1 in 700 Clark Hall. So yeah, that's more or less some things that this does. There's probably many others that are not as impressive or important, but less interesting. If you want to get involved, we'd love to have more members. I actually just found out an email trying to schedule my meeting for this semester, so I can forward that to anybody that's interested. My net ID is EPL49, and you can reach out to me whatever you feel like.
Thank you, Gene. Next, we have programming.
Hi, everyone. My name is Casey, and I'm the chair of the programming board. So we put together non-academic events for graduate professional students. Events include grad bowl, grad bowl, you know, wine tour over the summer, all those kind of events. So we're just getting the ball rolling. So if you have any ideas of events that you'd like, or if you want to get involved in help organize these events, please feel free to reach out to me and send me an email. My email ID is KNL287, or you can also send us a message on the Governing Board Facebook page.
Any questions for Eugene or Casey? I see none. Would you pass this to Rebecca?
So we're going to skip one for a second. And the general study, my name is Mike. I'm on the studies. This will be my third year on the general committee. There's two representatives from the graduate school, or from the GPA that's on the committee, both myself and Mo. It's a 2-year term, so I'm my second term. The general committee is essentially a group of that is the legislative body for the graduate school and kind of go by the rules of legislation, which interesting. So I do have some announcements if we can. We haven't gotten a hold of our meeting materials, but our first meeting will be on the 12th. During that meeting, we will be reviewing proposals for program changes. Astronomy, music, and no, that proposal hasn't come through yet. So just astronomy music. We will be voting to approve nominations for a
She's a graduate of here. And the general committee will be playing an important role master in the external review of the graduate school, which a lot of us have been alongside the next search for a new faculty. That'll be a big topic.
Any questions for them? Now let's go back to faculty awards.
So this is the last committee that also has an opening workshop. And so every spring semester at the end, we hold sort of an awards ceremony for faculty. And so between now and then, the committee basically works to establish the selection criteria. A process of securing nominations or applications. Then we seek funding to hold the award ceremony and commemorate the award winners this week.
Thank you, Victoria. Next we have the grad
school. Hello, I'm Jen. I'm an associate graduate of affairs in the graduate school, and we're not recruiting. No members for the graduate school, we will be looking at that for dean. We don't want to leave, but and I'm not over yet. I usually have a minute for announcements at GPSA meeting, and I try not to take the full minute, but instead, if you have any questions for me, or there's any burning issue you want me to talk about on behalf of the graduates. So I'm always glad to be here, and my email address is just my name, jm.allen. Even between meetings, if you have questions or anything we can help with, let me know. And I'll let the dean know.
Any questions for that? No? Okay, I have two others, one which is listed and one which is not. So the GPCI.
Hi, the GPCI is also known as the Graduate Instructional Community Initiative. This is actually an ad hoc committee that is usually put together once every 5 years to help write the graduate and the professional community initiative, which is a sort of strategic plan for what the graduate and professional community would like to see happen. Currently, we are in the process of completing a first draft and then completing a final draft and presenting it to the assembly. So this community should, this committee should only be around for like this semester.
Thank you very much. We have to add one last one. There is one. University Assembly. Yeah, it's one of our also.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jeff. I am one of your University Assembly reps. So University Assembly is the central government in which you have a consortium of not only professional graduate students, but also members of the student assembly, as well as the employee assembly, as well as faculty as well. So those four groups come together. We discuss long-term campus-wide issues, and we go through various committees on our own to go through some of those. And so the reason why I want to bring it up today is because we actually need another graduate and professional student representative for the University Assembly. And so if you are interested in this position and want to know more, come talk to me later on after the meeting. We can chat about roles and responsibilities. As well, the committees themselves are also going to be looking for graduate professional students to go over some of these different projects. For example, one of the committees is looking over the campus code of conduct, for example, for the entirety of the school. Another one is looking at, for example, a survey for a smoking ban here on campus, and things such as infrastructure, sustainability, those kind of things will be all part of the University Assembly. So if you are interested in those next GPSA meeting, I'll bring it up. Since one of my roles in the University Assembly is hiring all these different representatives. And so keep an eye out for that next meeting, but if you are in general, I'm interested in talking.
Thank you, Jeff. That concludes the community Q&A. Any questions for Jeff or any other community? Okay, so if that felt a little bit like information overload, we will have for our next meeting and the agenda, hopefully, a description of these committees, what they do, and how you can get involved as well as the committee chairs. In addition to that, we will also send out all the vacant chairs that you can be interested in fill. So next, we will move on to new business, and this is where we introduce new resolutions or items that pertains to the General Assembly. And the first order of business that we are required to do is to approval of the 2019-2020 meeting schedule. So, it's right here. So this is the schedule. By the way, if you are new, we always have the agenda printed out as well as all the pertaining documents. So if you depending on the first information you can get the topic, which we will have next week, as well as the agenda and all the documents. But for now, it is listed up here. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda of schedule for the next 2019-2020 cycle of GPSA? We have a motion to approve. You have a second? You have a second? Okay. Any dissent? Okay, the schedule has been approved. Thank you very much. That was a small taste of how things are passed in this body. Okay, I think we're ready for open forum. And this is where you can introduce an announcement, anything that's going on in the live department. Would anyone like to speak? Anything? I will start with the speakers list. Any announcements on anything that's going on?
Yes, back there.
So the Cornell Student American Veteran Medical Association is hosting our annual health on Sunday. It'll start at registration will start at 8 a.m. and it will be complete lot. There will be options for 11:30 miles by the
Awesome, thank you so much. If you want to send out information to any of us, let us know, we'll send it out to the lobby.
Okay.
That way we can distribute it amongst the departments. Any other things? Yes, Eugene.
Yeah, I don't know how I forgot this, considering we were talking about the big red bar getting this already, but on Wednesday, this is co-hosting an event with Bigley, the first generation and low income graduate student organization, which is a brand new graduate student organization that is meant to support students their first generation and their family to go to college or from a low income background. And so that's more just like a mixer, like getting people to know each other and getting that new work off the ground. That'll be the big red barn, I think from 5 to 6 on Wednesday. I'm almost positive it's 5 to 6.
2 days from now? Or
yeah, 2 days. The 11th.
Thank you so much. Do you need any other announcements?
Yes, Jeff. This is an announcement. It's more like the request information section. But so this starting this semester, there have been quite a few changes to CAPS to make it more easily accessible for people, which is great. More mental health treatment is awesome. And including 25-minute sessions without phone calls beforehand. That's just very nice. A friend of mine told me that their previous regular 50-minute sessions were mandatorily downgraded to 25 minutes. At least for a bit, and their therapist was also a little bit about this. If you know people or have friends who go to CAPS who have now found your sessions cut, that'd be interesting information.
Can you explain what CAPS is?
Oh, CAPS is Cornell. Thank you. It's the mental health provider on campus that Cornell helps fund and run. Recently, they, in response to a lot of activism on campus last semester, expanded their services to be more direct accessible, so you don't have to go through a kind of proof of crisis to get an appointment. Now, you don't have to do that, anyone can get a 25-minute appointment immediately, but it looks like some of the larger appointments have been. And I don't know if that's true, but I've friends and friends of the story, it'd be good to get more information about it. Work out with your constituents, it'd be great.
Yes.
So it is true that, I mean, they did have, it's either 10 or 30 new mental health clinicians. Does anybody know the number for sure? I think they raised the undergraduate student activity fee by $30, you know, proposed and agreed to by the undergraduates in order to hire, and I think it was 10 new clinicians who started in August. And initial appointments are 25 minutes, 30 minutes, so that they can see everybody who calls or walks in by 3 o'clock, you know, the same day if needed. And then that will help them make a determination. Do they need a series of short-term appointments? Do they need a series of long-term appointments? Or they're finding that sometimes the first appointment for some students is enough, because what the students don't necessarily need is long-term service, but to be directed to the office that can help them with the issue that's causing the stress at the time. So you're right, Jaron. Most first appointments are 25 to 30 minutes to do an immediate assessment and then determine what is needed, both an appointment length and where they need to go. The other thing that they are doing is they're using the non-clinical, the more medical staff. For students who come with a sleep problem, for example, they're trying to encourage students to talk to their general physician about overall health. If it's a nutrition problem, a sleep problem, causing the stress, so a more holistic approach. So in that sense, you're right. Some things are getting cut and some things are getting expanded.
So if anyone wants to talk to Jaron or Dan for the meeting, any other announcements or things for the forum? Next is everyone's favorite part. James, do you want the motion? Do we have a second? I see none. Thank you all for coming. We'll see you guys next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.